The find has been published this week in the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. Dr. Dalhaes explains that the Meerkat telescope, hailed as the best of its kind in the world, is an array of 64 dishes out in the Karoo, a semi-arid region of South Africa.
This telescope we've used to detect some giant radio galaxies. And radio galaxies are kind of like normal galaxies, where they've got stars and gas and dust and dark matter, just like the Milky Way, with a supermassive black hole in the center, many millions of times the mass of the sun. But in the case of radio galaxies, some of this gas and dust is getting channeled in towards this supermassive black hole, and this is heating up to enormous temperatures, releasing huge amounts of energy, and charged particles like electrons are getting stuck in the twisted magnetic fields near the supermassive black hole, and they're going streaming off into space in a sort of plasma that glows in the radio light. So that's how we can pick them up with radio telescopes.
Dr. Dalhaes says the ones they found in one patch of sky are the biggest of the biggest.
It takes light about 6.5 million years to travel from one end to the other.
Why is it that despite the sky region being observed by other radio telescopes such as the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array in the USA and the Giant Meter Wave Radio Telescope in India, they haven't been spotted before?
They are very diffuse, meaning that their light is spread across a very large patch of sky, and they're also quite faint for radio galaxies like these. And until now, radio telescopes haven't been able to pick up light that is diffuse and faint, but Meerkat is exceptionally good at this.
This discovery is part of work to map the sky called the Meerkat International Gigahertz Tiered Extragalactic Exploration, or MITEI survey.
This is an international collaboration of astronomers all around the world, including South Africa, the UK, the US, and Australia, and Italy, many other countries. And we work together to study galaxy evolution. So this is the study of how galaxies have changed over the history of the universe.
Dalhaes explains that the Meerkat is the precursor of the even more powerful Square Kilometre Array, or SKA, telescope. Its building involves many countries, including 8 African partners, Botswana, Ghana, Kenya, Madagascar, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia and Zambia. It's been ratified as an intergovernmental organization headquartered in the United Kingdom.
Construction of the Square Kilometre Array is probably going to start sometime this year, and that'll be constructed partly in South Africa and partly in Western Australia. And we could have early science observations as soon as 2023, and we're hoping for full observations by 2027.
The SKA will use thousands of radio antennas with different antenna technologies. It will enable astronomers to probe the universe in unprecedented detail. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.